Pros at ProFlowers help you deliver the perfect message and win this Valentine's Day. Right now at ProFlowers, get one dozen stunning assorted roses for just $19.99. Plus a glass vase and a box of chocolates free. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this deal, including free chocolates, is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter promo code 600. That's ProFlowers.com, code 600.
Time for Community Connection now, brought to you by First Baptist Church, and we have a representative of Elder Care in here, Jennifer Ennis, and to talk to us about events happening at Elder Care and also with some other ideas for seniors. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, a little chilly today. I think winter is still kind of here.
Well, it's okay. It's February, and this kind of winter I can take. I lived in Michigan before I came here.
So much colder.
Well, it isn't even the cold. It's just snow. It's too much work.
I understand. Well, you know, it was Groundhog's Day just a couple days ago. He's predicting an early spring.
We hope he's right. Did you see him? He bit the guy. He bit him hard.
No, I wasn't
he
watching.
Got his ear real good. Yeah, the guy that was doing the announcement. You know, it was funny. I'm sure that the groundhog was happy for waking him up. He bit him.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's a great time of year. I mean, I know it's a little chilly, but we're seeing still lots of people in and out of the building.
They keep
going. There's no problems there. You know, a lot of people like to come in. They either come in, they see our doctor on site, or maybe they're coming in for physical therapy. Just last week, we had our Golden Hour in January. We love Golden Hour. It's always the fourth Thursday of the month, so you kind of missed it. We're a little early.
All right, okay.
But we love to talk about it. It's a free social event for anybody 60 or older. They come, live entertainment, food, beverages, giveaways. So we had a great time. About 75 people braved the little bit colder weather and came on out still.
Yeah, and it's good to get out and visit with each other and see other people and find out what everybody else is doing, and maybe you can make a plan to do something fun with some of those people.
Yeah, well, and you know, one thing we like to talk about a lot during the winter is that it's so easy to get isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's colder outside. Sometimes the roads are slick. We've been really blessed this year that we haven't had a lot of that. but a lot of times also as we get older, we don't want to drive at night. So it gets darker. And so getting out past 5:30, it starts to get a little bit more difficult. And so it's very typical kind of December through March that you're starting to feel a little bit more isolated. And so it's one thing we like to talk about. Try not to isolate yourself. Definitely try and get out at least once a week to do something. And so whether that is at the end of this month you come to Golden Hour, or one thing we really like to recommend is keep up with any kind of, if you go to church or you go to a support group like that, keep those things up, because they're going to really support you during the winter when it's just a little easier to get a little sad as the weather is not as perky as it has been.
At least the sun is out, which we're talking about Michigan, and in the winter, you don't see it very often there. And at least we have sun most of the time here in the winter. So
that's true. And, you know, one thing that is also great is just give someone a call. So if you don't want to get out, just make sure you're calling people, or you're maybe emailing if that's something you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just that connection alone, it's going to make you feel better. It's going to get us through this really crazy winter that everyone's always so isolated because they just don't want to get out. And, you know, we actually did a great article in our January Prime Times.
Okay.
Elder Care releases a Prime Time article or magazine in our newspaper the third Sunday of every month. And there was an article in there about what can you do to kind of help with isolation in the winter. And so it kind of got me thinking, hey, let's talk about this a little bit. Let's get active. Let's get moving.
Good. Somebody needs to make me get out. I come to work and I go home and hide.
And that's true for so many people. I mean, it's cold. No one wants to get out. No one wants to do anything.
No.
So, yeah. But you can check out that article if you probably missed it in the paper, maybe. So you can drop by Elder Care if you're going to run over.
Oh, because you have more of them.
We do. We have a whole stack that we like to keep on site. And we're right over by Walmart. So people always say, well, I'm never your way. And I'm like, I bet you're my way a lot more.
Oh, yes. Everybody goes to Walmart even as much as they don't want to.
Exactly. So if you don't know where Elder Care is, once you get to Walmart, you kind of go around the curve there. There's Green Country Retirement Village right across the street from Walmart. We're right next door.
Okay.
So you just go a little farther. We've got a big green roof. We're really kind of hard to miss.
Okay.
But come pick up a Prime Times. There's actually quite a few different articles in there. We also talked a lot about not only not staying isolated during the winter, but the importance of exercise all year long. So we all get cozy in our jammies our blankets, and we don't want to get out and maybe be as active, especially if maybe what you do during the spring is you walk your neighborhood,
right,
or you ride your bike or something. So a lot of spring activities, it gets a lot more difficult to do during the winter. So there's an article in there that talks about five exercises you can do at home.
Right.
So as you're kind of staying there, what you can do to keep flexible, keep your balance
stretching.
Going. Yeah, any of that. Because the biggest thing that happens a lot of times we see is you get really sedentary during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Spring comes, you're energized, you're ready to go, and that's when some falls happen.
Because you are ready, but the rest of you are not.
Exactly. And so to keep those up at home is so easy. They talk about how you can use a chair or the side of your bed or even just your bed alone to do about three or four different exercises just to kind of keep that flexibility and that balance. Because if you don't keep your balance, you're more likely to have a fall. And what we always tell everyone is if you fall, you risk your independence. And for senior citizens living at home, that independence is so vital to be able to stay in your home as long as you want to. And so really getting on board before the fall is always much better than coming and seeing our physical therapy after the fall.
I need you to talk to my roommate. He's 70 years old and he falls down more than I like.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to pick you up. That's mostly the problem. But yeah, he needs to... It's good to stretch. It's good for you.
Absolutely.
It makes you feel better, too.
Well, not just that, but stretching and these minimal exercises, it does significant for your balance. A lot of people don't think that. They think, well, balance is really more maybe an inner ear thing. Maybe it's just I'm getting older, so there's nothing I can do about it. And that is just so not true. One thing that article in our Prime Times talks about how, if you were presented with an option to have a pill that improved your brain power, reduced depression, made you feel better, made you feel stronger, would you take it? And the idea is that pill is exercise.
Right.
All exercise does all of those things to you. So even just 20 minutes a day sitting on your bed doing a couple of these exercises during winter, it's going to improve your mood. It's going to improve your balance. And really, it's going to get you ready for spring when you're ready to get up and get out and move again when maybe you're a little bit more adventurous to drive.
Or it's above 60 degrees and you want to go outside. But yeah, I know the exercise, it's important. I do stretches. And I feel better afterwards.
Yeah. Well, it's really great. So, I kind of all say that in that this Prime Times that we put out every month, we try and put this kind of information in out every month. Things you can look at, things that are useful. So you can get it in the newspaper the third Sunday or at any time you can come by Elder Care. We always have extra copies. We'd love to see you pick up a copy. Maybe even a brochure for one of our other programs that we have. Every month we kind of talk about the different things that we have going on. And if you've never caught it before, we have about 14 different programs that we run at Elder Care. Some are small, some are large, and the community really knows about them. One being Daybreak is our big one. It's kind of what we founded Elder Care on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an adult day health center. And it's a great place to come, to socialize, have activities, and you can be picked up by our bus in the morning, bring you to Elder Care, we can take you home.
What hours is that available?
We do from 7:30 to 5:30. So,
kind of
all
day. Pretty good
day.
Long period, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times maybe what it is maybe you live with an adult child or your spouse is still working and maybe you're not, and you're just looking to get out and do something. You can come during the work hour.
Right.
Maybe it's just that you have been a widow for a couple years. And
just want to get out.
We talked about isolation, and you're finding that staring at the TV is not as fun as it used to be. It's a great
place
to come.
You saw all those shows already.
You have. So you can come to Daybreak once a week, every day of the week. It just depends on what you'd like. We're really excited. We kind of chatted, me and Charlie, a little bit last month about it, but we'd like to kind of reiterate. Daybreak's changed a little bit this year.
Okay.
We've kind of added in a new... setup that we have, and so we have different classrooms that are kind of based off of activity level interest level.
Okay.
And so depending on where you fit and you feel more comfortable, we now have more options, and so we're really excited about that. Some people are more into arts and crafts and
right.
and table games.
And you can check each one of them out and see which one you like the best.
Exactly. And one of the classrooms is kind of more designed for those who really want to get out in the community. And so we take field trips together. And so you'll come okay. to elder care, maybe spend half the day there. And just last month, they got up and went bowling. For about an hour, went bowling, came back, and so it's
that
changed.
Was exercise, too.
Yeah, and so we're real excited about our changes at Daybreak. We think that they're going to be great, and we're really just looking and thinking, what can we do better to help everyone who wants to come in? And we think pairing people with their interest level and their activity level
sure.
is really a great way to go. I think they're planning on a field trip. I know they went to the mall the other day, too. Mm-hmm. Did a little shopping before Valentine's
right,
Day.
Right,
I think they're heading out to Tulsa here soon to go to the Jazz Hall of Fame up there.
Okay.
So that new kind of setup is allowing us to get out in the community a lot more and kind of provide that transportation.
That, yeah, you guys have your own bus then. Okay.
Yeah, and so it's exciting and... it's a little bit different than our Golden Opportunities program. So Daybreak is somewhere you can come to elder care all day long.
Okay.
And you can do a variety of things throughout the day, where our Golden Opportunities program is where we take day trips, but we only do that about once a month. And they're a little bit longer, and we're gone all day long.
Okay.
And so some people are starting to get them confused, and they're kind of similar. We sometimes do similar things, but it is a little bit different there. And so we're trying to kind of let everyone know there's two options, you know. And Golden Opportunity is maybe for someone who's really physically active, and they're
right.
ready to get out and maybe go walk at an outlet mall
or a museum or something like that. Okay.
Yeah, where Daybreak's field trips are a little bit shorter, a little bit more manageable, so you don't get as intimidated. You may not be gone all day long.
And get tired.
Yeah,
get tired.
Well, we all get tired.
Yeah.
Whether we're with Golden Opportunities or not, we always like to pack your day full of fun. So.
Okay. All right, well, can we take a little break, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more?
Sure.
All right. Community Connection is brought to you by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, and we'll be back shortly.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
I saw a billboard recently that showed an ugly picture of a slave with a shackle or manacle around his neck. There was a Bible quote next to it stating, "Servants, obey your masters." It was apparently funded by atheists. Their idea seems to be saying, look at those Christians, they believe in this awful thing called slavery. Why would you want to be a Christian? But take a step back from what the atheists are saying about Christians and look at what the atheists are saying about themselves. In order for this argument to even work, they have to proclaim that slavery is a bad thing, otherwise they have no attack against Christianity. But whether slavery is a bad thing or not, that's another argument or question. Did you notice that atheists who claim there is no God and no absolute right or wrong are proclaiming that something is bad? Well, bad according to whom? This has been a brief message from truthfortheworld.org.
K1 News time now is 8:49. I'm talking to Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, and they have a new doctor there.
We do. We are very excited that Dr. Lahara, he used to come and practice with us a little bit. He has come on full time as our new medical director.
Okay.
And so we're very excited. He'll be at our W. Bohan Senior Health Clinic and our Center for Aging and Neuro Health. Dr. Lahara, he's certified in neurology, and so he's going to be really seeing a lot of patients that have Parkinson's, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, dementia, kind of adding that neuro health aspect to our
okay.
clinic. We're very excited to have him, and he's going to do wonderful as our new medical director, and we're already seeing lots more people. We've rearranged our waiting room to allow for more
accommodate
people to come
for
in.
More. Okay.
Yeah, so we're really excited, and with Dr. Lahara coming in, we've also also started in the last couple of months offering a Parkinson's support group as well.
Okay.
We actually do that twice a month, so you can kind of choose. We have one that happens the third Thursday of every month at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Or you can come on the fourth Tuesday at 3:30. So we're trying to offer...
people that can go out in the evening and people that don't
want some to. People are still working, so maybe coming to the 3:30 is a much more difficult. So you can come to the 6 p.m. or vice versa. So we do ask that you call and let us know you're coming so we can just make sure we have enough chairs out. But if it comes down to it and you haven't had a chance to tell us, come on by still. We'd love to have you at the
Parkinson's find you
support.
A chair.
Yeah. So we're really excited about these new things going on. We obviously also still have our caregiver support group. It happens every Tuesday at 10 a.m.
That's a needed one.
Yeah. It's very well attended. If you can only come once in a while, but you're a caregiver and you're finding the stress is becoming a little bit much, come that week. Talk about it a little bit. We always love people come every week, but we also understand there are working adults that maybe can't come every week. So come chat a little bit.
If a caregiver wants to come to that, it's at 10 o'clock in the morning. Do you guys take care of the person that they're caring for while they're in that?
We do. If you are coming to daybreak or to the caregiver support group and you have a loved one who you're taking care of, they can come, they can stay over in daybreak during the support group, and then you can get them afterwards. We just ask you, let us know if you can the day before. So the Monday before, if you want to come, let us know so we can make sure that we're ready to go, but we can definitely offer that. So bring your loved one with you.
Okay, because I mean, when you're a caregiver, maybe there's nobody else to take care of them when you need a break.
Absolutely, and so we try and provide that. So we're real excited. There's a lot of new things going on over at Elder Care. And the one thing, you know, we're going to be talking about over the next couple months as we get closer is one of the ways we fund these programs is through our Good, the Bad, the Barbecue. It's the one fundraiser we do a year. We limit it to one. It's a huge fundraiser out at the Mullendore Crossbell Ranch. About 900 people come in attendance. Mm-hmm. It's a great day. So right now we're looking at sponsors. We're looking at auction items. So if you were a sponsor last year and you're looking to be a sponsor again this year, give us a call, or I'm sure we've probably reached out to you once. If you would like to be a new sponsor, or maybe you're a business in town and you'd like to go ahead and donate an auction item so that we can put it in our silent or live auction and you can then support all the programs we do, we would love to have that. But
and
this
that's
year
in May,
it's always the weekend of Mother's Day. It's May 7th at 6 p.m. and this will be our 18th annual barbecue. We are super excited for it. We're having our first kickoff meeting actually tomorrow to finally kind of get our committee together. But the staff at Elder Care already have big plans. We've already worked out a lot.
Okay.
And we're really looking forward to it. So mark your calendars now, May 7th for the Good, the Bad, the Barbecue.
Okay.
Also, I just kind of wanted to mention Valentine's Day is coming up. We're so excited. We love Valentine's Day at Elder Care. We love we love love. We love people. And so it kind of fits right with us. But if you're looking for something to give your loved one, you like to give your parent a gift or your spouse a gift, we offer gift certificates for Brighter Living and Golden Opportunities. So Golden Opportunities are social trip. You can take day trips. Brighter Living is our home service. So if you want to give the help around the home, transportation, housekeeping, meal preparation, we can do gift certificates in any increment. You can just call us. We'd love to get you set up. It's a great Valentine's gift. And also, Brighter Living is a great program. If you don't live with your parents, so we're in town, and you need someone to check on them during the winter because it gets really scary and it's dark, we can do that. We can go over once a week, just check on them, make sure they got all the meals they need, they've gotten to the grocery store. It's a great kind of fill-in service for you.
It seems some as people get older, sometimes they're afraid of the dark. My mom she gets worried when it gets dark. So yeah, that's a good service because it would be good to have someone go and look at her.
Yeah, so every month we offer an open house the first Monday of the month. We've already missed this month, but you can come in March the first Monday. If you want a tour at any time of Elder Care or you just have questions about our programs, we are open to a tour every day. Just give us a call. We can schedule one. We can sit down with you. We have tons of brochures. Check us out online. It's www.abouteldercare.org or follow us on Facebook. Give us a call at 918-336-8500.
Okay. All right, good. And if you need more information on elder care, well, you can always call me and I can find it for you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
172 employees in Oklahoma City, including two executive vice presidents and a senior vice president, CEO James Bennett, saying in a statement the layoffs were necessary for the stability of the company. Governor Fallon says FEMA has approved public disaster assistance for three more Oklahoma counties impacted by the winter storms last November. It means federal funding now available for Bryan, Garfield, and Greer counties. A bill headed to the State House floor would allow a person using illegal drugs to possibly avoid arrest if the user or someone else called for medical assistance as a result of using the drug. That bill was passed in committee by a 10-1 vote. And the Thunder winning a thriller last night, 117-114 over Orlando. Kevin Durant hitting the game winner with half a second left. I'm Randy Renner, ONN News.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't?